The economics of the media is a growing area in economics, so let's look in particular at how communications media in India have shaped that country's response to food crises. I'll be drawing on a very interesting paper by Tim Besley and Robin Burgess, cited here. It's available online. Besley and Burgess, in particular, look at the issue of newspapers and how newspapers have shaped some of India's food policies. They're going to look at food policies from 16 major Indian states across the years 1958 to 1992, and there are two policies in particular of interest here. One is the public distribution of food, which, by the way, does vary a great deal across these 16 major states by a factor of about 7 times at extreme points, and also they will look at calamity relief expenditures. If you're wondering, calamity relief expenditures cover a variety of direct forms of aid, like drinking water supply, medicine and health, clothing and food, and housing. What Besley and Burgess are going to do is look at how policy responses to food crises vary with newspaper circulation. And they find there are some major Indian states where per capita newspaper circulation is relatively high, listed here, and others where it's relatively low. That will give us some cross-sectional variation in a key independent variable. They're also going to look at some natural variation in the conditions for producing food. Droughts, for instance, on average hurt grain production. So the exercise in its simplest form can be thought of as follows. When a drought comes along and grain production goes down, to what extent do different state governments step forth with measures of aid? Will this aid be higher in states where newspaper circulation is also higher? If so, that could mean that high per capita newspaper circulation helps bring about responsive policies which bring aid in response to a food crisis. The authors also will add some other variables to the regression which may have some explanatory power in predicting state-level policy. These include state income per capita. Oddly enough, that doesn't seem to matter. That's a key economic force that's playing little or no role here. Urbanization, log of total population, population density, and revenue from the center, but in general it's actually surprising how little these variables will turn out to matter. Making these and other adjustments, here's what the authors do find. First and most importantly, per capita newspaper circulation really does affect government responsiveness with respect to food crises. How large is that measured effect? Well, 1% more in newspaper circulation per capita is associated with a 2.4% increase in food distribution. Furthermore, 1% more in newspaper circulation per capita is associated with a 5.5 percentage point increase in calamity relief expenditures. Here's another way of expressing some of their results in terms of concrete numbers. For a state with the median or typical per capita newspaper consumption, it is found that a 10% drop in food production leads to about a 1% increase in food distribution from the state government. However, states where newspapers are read more frequently, a state in the 75th percentile for per capita newspaper consumption, well then, if there's a 10% drop in food production, that leads to a 2.28 percentage point increase in food distribution. In other words, the states where more people read newspapers have policy which is more responsive, to write this concept down here, more responsive. In papers such as this, a key question is always, has causality actually been found? We can see there's a correlation between a lot of newspaper readership and circulation and more responsive food aid policies, but is the newspaper circulation causing this, or could it be the case that maybe both of these effects, the responsiveness of the policy and the popularity of newspapers, maybe they're both stemming from higher levels of social capital in some of those states we have considered? Just to repeat an earlier slide, look again at the list of high per capita newspaper circulation states and the list of low per capita newspaper circulation states. You could plausibly argue there are some important systematic differences across these lists, and maybe the states in the upper category really do in some ways have other factors, perhaps having to do with social capital, that makes them more responsive on the policy level. The authors very much consider this view, and they go to great lengths to try to rebut it. Under their view, for instance, high levels of social capital should lead primarily to a levels effect, but if we see a responsiveness effect, then this may suggest that other factors, such as newspaper circulation, are playing a role. Go read the paper to see their take on this in more detail. Besley and Burgess also find in the data that greater electoral turnout predicts a greater responsiveness to food problems. In their view, this is at least some indicative evidence that, say there's a food problem, there's then newspaper publicity. In states where people really care about politics, this newspaper publicity has a stronger effect and you get a stronger or more responsive policy response. And this again might appear to be a different channel than just the prevailing level of social capital. The authors also have a separate test, and this is a very nice section of the paper, where they find that in general, public food distribution is higher, considerably higher, at and before the times of elections. This again suggests there's some kind of electoral, political, and publicity channel, which is tying government responsiveness to the desire for good publicity. In sum, have Besley and Burgess answered all of my questions or worries about the data and these correlations? Well, no, they haven't. But do I think they're onto something? Absolutely, I do. This is an interesting and very readable paper, and I suggest anyone interested follow up with the original source itself.